everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where I'm sharing my walk with Christ with you. Today is June the 8th, 2021. Well, if you've listened to my devotions for any length of time, you will know how important daily Bible reading is to me. In my opinion, the strength of my Christian life has been Bible reading. I determined early in my Christian walk that I was going to read the Bible. You know, maybe just a few verses a day or a chapter a day or something. And then as I matured and as I read, I decided to attempt to read the Bible in a year. And what at first seemed like a task too great to accomplish now is just commonplace. So reading through the Bible every year has helped my understanding so much. I've gained a thorough knowledge of the timeline of the history of Scripture. Also, reading the Scripture has been very convicting to me. The Holy Spirit has used what I read to challenge my daily walk. I've been challenged in what I do, what I say, and even in what I think. And so today, Revelation 9 was part of my daily Bible reading. In verse 21, John informs us of the wickedness of men's hearts during the tribulation. He says, "Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." The hearts of those who are alive at this time will be so wicked, they will not be able to comprehend that the plagues which they are facing are the judgment of God upon their sin. Not only will they not repent, but we find that they will worship devils and the idols of gold. There's a lot more to be found there in Revelation 9, but you get the gist of the point. So how is that applicable to me? As I think about that, which is yet in the future, how is that applicable to me? Well, we find in Matthew 24:12, it says this, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." In this passage, Jesus is describing the world at the end. And he says, because iniquity is great in the land, the love of many will wax cold. We don't have time during this devotion to discuss all that means. However, we can be encouraged not to let that be us. In other words, don't let my love wax cold. Yes, their iniquity is abounding, and there's a lot of iniquity around us, but let's not let that affect our love. Let's not allow that to cause us to turn our backs on the Lord or to walk away from serving Him wholeheartedly. You know, this in the world in which we live today, in our country, iniquity is abounding. This is a month of celebrating to our country, to many in our country, what God calls an abomination. You know, standing for a biblical moral standard is becoming more than just outdated. In some minds, it's becoming criminal. And so, therefore, it can be disheartening to stand against sin. However, we must not be discouraged. We must understand that we are serving the Lord. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He informed us these things must come to pass. He told us that they would, so we would not be surprised when they begin to happen. He told us so that we would understand and not be discouraged when we see these events begin to transpire. So today in your walk with Christ, don't be discouraged. Don't allow the wickedness in the hearts of men to discourage you. Realize it must happen. Also remember that you're serving the Lord Christ. He will overcome all of this wickedness. He is the Messiah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And one day, He's going to cleanse this world of all sin. He's going to bind Satan in the bottomless pit. And that's who you're serving. He's going to remove all the wickedness. And you're serving Him that's going to remove the wickedness. So don't be discouraged. Keep serving Him with your whole heart, because one day, it'll be worth it. So remember the love which Christ has for you. He loved you enough to draw you unto Himself. Reciprocate that love by walking faithfully with a heart that is not cold, but on fire for Him. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we come to you in prayer asking you to encourage the hearts of your people. I pray, Lord, that you will encourage them as they recognize that All of the events which are transpiring are fulfilling your will. Men are revealing the wickedness that is in their hearts. Lord, not only do I pray that you would encourage your people, but I pray that you would help them to share the light of the glorious gospel with this dark world. We thank you today for the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, it's Brother Mark signing off.